A Division of Motor Vehicles memo publicized this week specifically instructed employees not to offer free IDs to customers who don't ask for them. The policy concerned Whitewater Assembly Republican Evan Wynn. In a letter to Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb, Wynn said providing free identification to those who want it to vote is the very foundation of voter ID. Wynn said in an interview he thinks the state needs to tell people these free IDs are available, not wait for them to ask.
I compare it to if you go to the store and you don't realize something's on sale, the clerk doesn't tell you, you get home and you find out it's on sale, you would be upset too. I would be upset, and I see it as the same thing.
Wynn says placing barriers to a free ID undermines elections. He says he's still a supporter of voter ID because he thinks it's important the state know who's voting.
But I think it's important that we also let the people know these IDs are free for them. And that was the whole intent of the letter. Not to have somebody in the bureaucracy say, well, we're not going to tell anybody.
People who need a photo ID to vote and don't specifically ask for it to be free are currently charged the usual $28. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.